should I live for gone, 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 gone.
Greetings. Greetings, Bristol.
A tree without roots shall not think, but a tree without branches shall not grow.
Greetings to the world. From Bristol City to the world via the World Wide Web, passionradiobristol.com. Greetings and love. Monday evening is, of course, the Sufferer's Choice Show, presented by myself, DJ Strider, regularly in the hot seat between these hours, 7 until 9 GMT. Thank you to the UFO Show for the last 2 hours. Strictly vinyl niceness, bringing those musical discs into the studios to share with you, the listeners. Greetings to all those rallying round right now, live on the show. Myself in the house with a very special guest. Going to announce who that is in just a moment. Kicking off this evening's show with the brand new album courtesy of Stand High Patrol, album entitled Midnight Walkers, and that track called The Big Tree. So big up to Pupa Jim, big up to Mac Guyver, big up to Rooty Step and all the crew. Remember, you can check out more information, standhighpatrol.com. These guys, very influenced by reggae music, but kind of put in their own twist on their productions and in the lyrical content as well. So it's kind of reggae music for the new generation in a way. So I just have to say enough respect to them for stamping their own mark on the scene. So we kicked off tonight's Sufferer's Choice Show with that track from the said new album, Midnight Walkers, Stand High Patrol. I'd like to thank them very much for sending a copy in the post. 2 copies came courtesy of the postman who delivered it to the door, to the Dub Chasm HQ. Always so nice when we receive vinyl in the post to play here on the Sufferer's Choice Show. It always beats those MP3s and downloads that just kind of get lost in my various folders on my Mac. So big up to all those sending through vinyl to the show. This is your weekly dose of Sufferer's Choice, so give thanks for being here and lending me your ears. Tonight's very special guest, who is live in the other room right now, is none other than Murray Man, out to the Mellow Vibes studio, Mellow Vibes record label, out to the Midlands, out to Birmingham. Murray Man is live in the house. We're going to be speaking to him a little later in the show, and he's going to be kicking off with some red-hot, unreleased Mellow Vibe selection, and of course, he will be touching the mic. So right now, rally round, tell your friends, share it on Facebook, you know, all the social network sites, tweet it on your Twitter account, etc., etc. Let them know Sufferer's Choice is live. Right now, we go way back in the Mellow Vibes camp to this 7-inch 45. Remember then, this one was new. Murray Man.
God sent these prophets to conquer the earth.
7-inch 45 called Just Send Them. Hear tune.
I send them to break down the walls of Babylon. Just send them to break down the walls of the wicked one, true Lord. Just send them to break down the walls of Babylon. Just send them to break down the walls of the wicked one, true Lord. Remember Daniel in the lion's den. When Daniel and the lions gave a prayer. Remember Noah built his ark. Oh, 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 oh. Where the animal are come now to bite you.
Give praises to the king.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
You request it, we rewind it. Live radio.
God sent his prophets to conquer the earth.
Early Mellow Vibes release. Just send them, Murray on vocal.
Just send them to put down the walls of Babylon. Just send them to put down the walls of the wicked born, oh Lord. Just send them to put down the walls of Babylon. Just send them to put down the walls of the wicked born, oh Lord. Remember Daniel in the lion's den. When Daniel and the lions, they were friends, oh Lord. Remember Noah built his ark, oh boy. Where the animal had come now, two by two, oh Lord. For 40 days and 40 nights, the rain it falls. Everybody washed away. Nobody need to see another day. Jaja send them to protect the walls of Babylon. Jaja send them to protect the walls of the wicked ones, oh Lord. Remember Moses went to the mountain. Even with the onyx made of stone.
Haven't played this one for a good while. 7-inch press on the Mellow Vibes label. It's Murray Man up on the vocals. He is tonight's special guest at the Sufferer's Choice Show. We move inside the Virgin Excursion. Shout outs, requests, we're taking them all. My Sam Strider Facebook page is up and running. Please leave a message on the wall. Say where you're listening from, say what tune you want, etc. And also, you can come in on the hotline number, very old school, 07794655178. Just link us up any which way you can. As we forward on, this is the Virgin Excursion, 7-inch press. I remember when this one came brand new, when a record shop in Bristol called Backyard used to exist. This one came fresh. That record shop used to sponsor the show. Big up to all the crew back then, yeah? Years Without Fears, dub. Big up the Dark Man in tune in the Swindon region. Enough respect. Big up to Rankin Mike, locked in the capital, London. In tune. Hold tight, Jason Rutikor over in Ireland. Connected right now. We'll see you in May, yeah? Dub Chasm. So the best place to get me right now is my own personal Sam Strider Facebook profile. It's always very rushed in a studio, especially when there's a guest. So the best thing is to leave a comment on my latest post, which is, so who's ready to hear Murray Man out to Mellow Vibe Studio? If you check that post on my wall, leave a comment who you are, where you're listening from. Much more chance of a rewind or a shout out coming that way. Even more chance than trying to do a quick chat thing. So I'd like to take this time to big up Naoki. Good friend Naoki. Very good friend of Bristol. Way out of Tokyo. Currently with me inside the studio. Sitting back and chilling out tonight. Taking in some Sufferer's Choice vibrations live. Sending love out to all the crew in Tokyo. Naoki's usually listening in a different time zone. Right now, Naoki's on some UK time. Live in the house, live in the studio. So big up to you and the family, yeah? Enough love. Also in the studio is my right-hand man, Digistep. My Dub Chasm link and connection for years. And of course, very special guest, Murray Man. Out to the Mellow Vibes studio. So I'm just going to rinse some Mellow Vibes selection until the half past the hour. That would sound a little bit better, I suppose. Sorry. It's another 7-inch out of Mellow Vibes studio. Murray Man on the vocal again. Tune called Run Go. blessings and love to my brethren. Soul of Anthem. Up in Reading. Locked in live. Enough love, my brother. People rallying, rallying round from near and far, right around the globe, World Wide Web. It's PassionRadioBristol.com. It's the sufferer's choice. This is a Mellow Vibes exclusive this evening as we flip the musical disc, original 7-inch press, because we buy these tunes from long time. Support the artist, support the producer, support the scene. Yeah, big up Mellow Vibes every time. In fact, I'd like you to listen to this dub mix, because this side B, this one always does it for me. Listen to this version, Mellow Vibes on full form right now, live dub. Listen to this, raw, rough, rugged, fire. Big up to Instrument of Jazz Sound System, regular listener, regular supporter. Keep up the works, blessed love. Soon to enter the uni, forwards. Once again, Ranking Mike, big up. Barry Stepper, likewise. Easy Brigadier JC, Raskarolka, Belgium. Hold tight to Yanni. Sending special greetings to Murrayman from Javice and the whole of the Intergalactic Sound Crew, Finland. Texts are flooding in. Keep them coming. Rise up to my brethren, Roots Tribe. Out of the Netherlands, Easy Tim, Slimmer Sounder. Locked. Easy Alex, Easy Doc, Miko, Sister Danny, blessed love. Hold tight, Louie. Greetings and love goes right over to Addis Ababa. Simeon Tafari locked in. Live. Blessings from Universal Love Sound System in Ethiopia. House of Dub, Addis Ababa. Blessed love, King. Give thanks. So up after the break, Murray Man live, a little reasoning, and some exclusive selection, yeah? Roots Man's voice, sufferer's choice. Easy Mac Pullish, for the crew in the US. Enough love to Nathan, out to Leicester. Near and far, far and wide. Nearly got caught out there. I was looking at the wrong clock. We've got various screens in the Passion Studio now. We're all high tech, and some of them
are different times. So one of them is the correct time that the adverts go by, and that's the one we need to follow. And it's, I still have 5 minutes to go, and I thought that tune was going to end, was going to take us right up to the break. Anyway, we continue because we have Tune Like Rice, Mellow Vibe Selection galore from your musical store. This one, next 7-inch press. Murray man, well versatile. Listen to them style there. Big up to Vambi Lion listening in London.
Give me a fight, treading the road on the right side. No for them, no one see me stay alive. Tell the truth, my friend. Life will take you to the end now. Hey, but those corrupted minds, they can see and they are blind. So you gotta be careful and choose the right way.
So going by the correct clock this time, or at least the one that the adverts are following, a few seconds to the commercial break. Big up to all of you in tune. Enough love, yeah? Just fading that one down on the wheels of steel, Mellow Vibe 7-inch tune called Trodding the Road, Murray Man up on vocals. Murray Man is my special guest. Thank you for joining me this evening. After the break, Murray Man is going to be live and direct. Once again, big up to Digistep, my right-hand man, each and every time in the studio, and also Naoki over from Japan currently here live and direct from Tokyo, calling out in the studio. Pleasure to have him. Murray Man up live after the show. A little reasoning and some vibrations. So keep it locked. Tell your friend. Put a post on Facebook. Anywhere you can spread the word, yeah? Blessed love. Give thanks.
Passion.
Most certainly, PassionRadioBristol.com, Sufferer's Choice, Rootsman's Voice with myself, Strider in the house is Murray Man, very special guest. Let's just see if Murray's mic is working. Greetings, Murray.
Yes, greetings to everybody here in Radio Lana. Yeah, Murray Man is here
greetings and enough respect to all the listeners, you know?
Yes, Murray, lovely to have you. Sounds crystal clear. Nice. So, Murray, can you just start by telling the people of some of your beginnings in reggae music and music in general?
Well, music in general first began with the love of music from my father, you know, because as you know, we are all descendants from Jamaica. So my parents used to go to Jamaica on a every year basis when I was a child. So when he came back to the UK, he used to come back with Studio One music, Treasure Isle music, and all the music that, you know, the what was out in Jamaica in those times. And it was talking about like the early 70s, like 72, 73, 74.
Wow. So yeah, he's bringing back vinyl, 7-inch discs.
That's right. And mostly albums as well.
Right. Okay. So would you, you would enjoy listening to him playing music at home in the yard then?
Yes. The tradition was, you know, every Sunday after dinner, you know, my dad would have one and two friends around to have a chat and a talk. And, you know, that music would be there in the background, you know. And, you know, the love of music started from there on that every Sunday, you know.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, a lot of people I've interviewed of from Caribbean descent have mentioned that being a real integral part of family life and growing up back then. That's what they remember. And it sounds like that, to me, that seems like such a wholesome thing to have music playing when family gather around on a Sunday. So did that... You know, do you really remember that favorably, looking back to your youth?
Of course, because, you know, back in those days, we was never allowed to go in the front room. You know what I mean? You know, that room was just special for guests and you know, just for entertaining friends that come around to the family, you know?
Okay.
You know, so every Sunday, that room used to be open, and the music used to pump from my dad, and I used to try and take over until I was old enough to select the music myself, you know?
Excellent. That must have been quite a thing when you step up and you get to select tune yourself.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it was a great experience. You know, even today I still have some of my father's music, you know. You know, many of them scratch up now, but yeah, you know what I mean? You know, very memorable time, of course.
Excellent. That's lovely, man. And in terms of your own journey then, how did you then develop to sort of getting involved in music, in particular reggae, yourself directly?
Well, first of all, you know, in listening to those music when I was younger, you know, I used to always play the version and you know, we tried to do our own thing, you know, listening to Daddy Uri and, you know, some of these early singers like Delroy Wilson and so forth, you know what I mean, Toots and the Maytals and that. It was a great experience to try to follow them style also, you know what I mean, especially when the version was there. Used to always try our own thing, you know, and you know, obviously I tried to sing from those early days and try to learn. So, you know, during my experience on my musical journey, it was the music first and then try to sing after.
Okay. You know? Yeah, that's the way around it worked. Mm-hmm. And in terms of trying to sing, I presume you would, like you say, you'd kind of copy certain artists that you like and learn certain songs you love.
Yeah, you know, the first thing of all, you know, you hear some songs that was what was played back in those days. You know, it doesn't have to be the number one hit, but you know, it have a vibes to you. And I used to go back and sing, you know, like this Barry Biggs. You know this artist Barry Biggs?
Yeah, yeah.
This tune called Work All Day.
Not sure the tune.
Yeah, called Work All Day in the Burning Sun. I used to sing that a lot.
Right.
In my early days, you know. And yes, copying other songs from the street was always the way until you find your own self, you know.
Of course, yeah. And how did that kind of come about, finding your own sound and your own voice there?
Well, it was kind of, you know, reaching my teens, you know, when I was about 15 or 16, just ready to leave school. We was following sound systems and decided with some friends that we was going to make our own, you know, and I would become the singer and selector for that song.
Right.
So that is how I got again to start buying music with friends, you know, putting money every week to go and buy speakers, you know, wires, amplifiers and accessories for sound system until we grew and knew how to play our own sound system and control with DJs and also myself singing on these versions that are out from yesteryear.
Right. So did that
did all that saving up work and the sound system did come out?
Yes, the sound system did come out. It was just an area sound for Birmingham called Virgo High Power. We had two DJs that used to work with me. One is called Zodman, and the other one is Daddy Candy. And, you know, it was in that 80s era, coming up into the 90s, you know.
Okay.
So Virgo only had a very short spell of playing because most of my crew members, they ended up in prison. So, you know, it was just left to me one to run the sound again, so I had to stop, you know.
Yeah, because too much for just you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the crew members, you know, unfortunately, some of them got locked up. So it was difficult for me for 2 years to play the song.
I see. And in terms of that then, with you said it was the 80s into the 90s. Were things in Birmingham pretty dancehall dominated then?
Well, it was a mix, you know, because obviously you know that Jammy's production was running a lot of the new digital stuff. You know, and what was happening then, obviously, we are moving with the trend, you know. So anything that was coming out Jamaica was just the same principle like my father. Anything that coming out Jamaica, we used to try and study that vibe and capture that vibe and keep that same vibe.
Yeah.
It's the same versions we used to sing on in the dance hall. So we still work on that style, you know.
Yeah, okay, I see. And in terms of you taking things further, again, that's a really interesting history in terms of the you know, the sound and growing up and stuff. But in terms of you becoming Murray Man, so to speak, as an artist, when did all that kind of take place? Because that tune I played earlier, Jacendum, that was the first time I heard of you personally in Bristol. You remember the record shop Backyard, and I remember you supplied them with the 7-inch, and you even voiced them a special, which they excitedly played me from behind the counter. I remember that really well. And yeah, that tune just hit hard, Jacendum. I remember I ran it very, very regular on the show back then. Was that one of the early releases, or did stuff happen before? What's the history?
Yeah, well, first of all, after the sound business, I was working with some engineers, you know, who built studios, you know, and because I was a singer, I used to always have an opportunity to go to them studio and try to vibe some tune. You know what I mean? So most of the early stuff from Mellow Vibes, you know, came from other studios. But obviously, I made the label in 96 and made my first release in 97, which was some lovers rock music because right. I also come from a lovers rock era, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously, I love the Janet Kay and the Kofi and, you know,
okay, yeah.
I love that lovers rock era, you know. I really come from that and the root side of it. So in 98, I decided it's time to stop do some lovers rock and try some roots music, which is my first love anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I love all types of reggae music. So, you know, Jacendum was the first one in 98. But I'd done two 12-inch lovers rock before then, which only one of them was successful at that time.
Okay.
You know, so it's 98 everything start to progress with the music. Also taking a studio home. I wasn't working for other people in their studios to make my music anymore. I was taking it home, having some machines there, also learning, going to school and music. To know how to work the machine, so
that's when you were actually starting to build rhythm at home and home studio, basically.
Yes, you know what I mean. But I was building rhythms from before, obviously, you know, with being in other studios and working with the other musicians. But yeah. I didn't know how to develop that sound myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I was learning behind the scenes, helping them to build studios, test stuff, how things work, and etc. So, you know, taking all this knowledge home with me. I'm a fast learner.
Okay, yeah, yeah, excellent. Well, Jacendum is one of the is your kind of beginning in that respect. Then, if you know, Mellow Vibes label and studio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was the beginning.
Yeah, yes, excellent. And in terms of like you've got that varied style where you can sing, but you can DJ, which has made you much more versatile for performing. And you sometimes go in a sort of tenor soul, nitty gritty sort of sound. You know, that those artists particularly inspired you?
Well, you know, in music, everybody has, you know, as a singer or a DJ, everybody has a unique sound that they have, you know. And what it was in those days, I was experimenting, you know, on all kind of rhythms. Because when I had my two DJs with me around the sound system, we used to buy the records, sit at my house. We play every version. We know every note. We know what we can sit on. So we express ourselves and practice at home and have set pieces ready. So we know that when we go in the public, we can perform what we have had set pieces and practice at home very well.